Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Hidden motivations. They sound tricky, don't they? Well, these factors can be difficult to deal with, which is why many of us just ignore them during sales conversations, which then puts us in a position of weakness, especially if our competitors know the inside scoop. So, how do we find these things? How do we find the hidden political dynamics at play? Yes, it takes some effort, but totally worth the attention. Here are my two favorite places to look. First up, the buyer's proximity to power. Using the article as an example, the Attorney General needed the president's help. This lawsuit was a way to show support and get Trump's attention. So ask around about the buyer's relationship to the inner circle. Are they the up-and-coming star that needs to prove themselves? Who's their mentor? Or are they already in power but facing heavy pressure from another source? These answers give us a hint of the emotional motivations that we can tap into. Second up, adjacent needs. Usually attached to the long game and has very little to do with what we're doing or the issue at hand. Another example from the article, the Attorney General has political ambitions and needs that voting bloc for future support, which is why it didn't matter if the lawsuit prevailed. What mattered to these voters is that would he fight for them? Now, this requires a more personal touch, so conversations with those who know your buyer can pay off well here. You know, in a perfect world, we would be chosen because we're the best person for the job. Yeah, that's not how it works. Many of us are chosen because we are useful in ways we don't realize in the beginning. And understanding that that can happen can give us the inside edge. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.